Anna Brown, Citizens Count, citizenscount.org, joining us on the GMI Studio Line on this Monday morning. And she's keeping an eye on all things public policy, locally and nationally. And again, citizenscount.org is a wonderful nonpartisan, bipartisan site for your local legislative stuff, votes at the legislature, how your representatives, issues, trends, you name it. Anna Brown, hope you had a nice Thanksgiving break. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well, Jack. Thank you.
All right, where do you want to start? Interesting period. Let's start with Governor Sununu. He was at Auto Fair Honda on Tuesday as we did our show with our state police. I reflected and had some time with the governor. He came by to support our effort. And he had a little bit of a twinkle in the eye after Thanksgiving. He said, I could tell, he was eager to jump into this presidential primary here, supporting one of these presumably three governors, Haley, DeSantis, or Christie, saying that Trump is absolutely catchable here in New Hampshire. I'm not so sure, but the governor's pretty adept at this stuff. What do you think the governor does? And if he does, who does he endorse? And can Trump be caught here in New Hampshire?
Well, in terms of whether or not Trump can be caught, it's interesting because last week going into the holiday, I took a little bit of a trip down memory lane and pulled up historic poll results from the UNH Survey Center, trying to find polls that were roughly the same amount of time out from where we are now to the primary. And going back to, you know, the past 20 years, really almost every single time, the front runner at this point on either the Democratic or Republican side was ultimately the primary winner. But there were a couple notable exceptions to that. In 2008, at this point, Mitt Romney was leading the polls, followed by Rudy Giuliani. But you may recall that John McCain ended up winning that primary. So he wasn't the first or even the second choice at that point. And if you go back to even earlier, 2004, on the Democratic side, you may recall that Howard Dean was the front runner around this time. And then, of course, John Kerry went on to win the primary. And when you're looking at those front runners, those two front runners I just talked about, Mitt Romney was at 32%, Howard Dean was at 38%. We're seeing in the polls that Donald Trump is a little higher than that. He's at 42%. And so most of the time Donald Trump would end up winning, but it was interesting to go back and look at those polls, and it really does seem like there is an opening there for a second or even a third person in the polls if they can really get traction with those New Hampshire voters, which I think was really the key for John McCain. I think that he ran a great campaign on the ground, really connecting with those, you know, independent-minded, retail politicking New Hampshireites.
And then there's Trump. Because one thing we've seen with Donald Trump is, unlike Joe Biden, Trump's support is very solid. No matter what happens, it seems that he's got a number there. And some would argue that if he wins the nomination, as much as it seems unlikely with all the other stuff going on, the legal distractions, that especially if Robert F. Kennedy Jr. hangs in there as an independent and some other candidates get involved that could pull from both sides, that, again, it's almost like the primary. The more people running, if it's Joe Biden and Trump, does that help Trump?
Absolutely, I think that it helps Trump because if you're looking at it, it's just simple math. You have five candidates who are each getting 2%. Well, that's 10% of the vote right there. That's enough to really take a huge chunk out of any of the alternatives for Donald Trump on the Republican side, or you know, if you're looking at the Democratic side, you know, and then independents coming into it. So I do think that Governor Sununu's endorsement also maybe is going to be maybe behind the scenes. He'll be urging other candidates to drop out. I don't know. I haven't seen anything about that, but I almost feel like candidates dropping out would be more influential on the results at this point than a Sununu endorsement, because it is pretty clear that Sununu is the anti-Trump brand at this point. You know, so I think that, you know, whoever he goes behind probably is already going to have a lot of a swell of support. I don't see his endorsement taking away Trump voters for sure.
But what about Congressman Phillips running on the ballot here in New Hampshire from Minnesota? Says he's all in. He's not running to lose. He wants to beat Joe Biden for the nomination. Biden will be a write-in effort here. How do you see that primary going with the Democrats here?
This is going to be very interesting because, you know, when you look back in history, when there's been really strong challenges to incumbents, you know, I'm thinking back to George Bush in the 90s, you know, the fact that it was so close in the New Hampshire primary was kind of that harbinger of trouble coming down the pipeline for Bush in his reelection. So I think that when I look at Dean Phillips' campaign, I'm not even saying that, you know, oh, if he beats Biden or if he doesn't beat Biden. If he even gets, you know, kind of close there, I think that that could be tough. But it does seem, you know, interestingly enough, that the New Hampshire Democrats are really closing ranks around Biden and are really resisting anything from Dean Phillips. So that will definitely create an uphill battle for him, because I will also say that I think that independent voters, when they show up at the voting booth, are probably going to be more interested in picking a Republican ballot. There's a lot more drama on that side and interesting things going on. So I think that part of the battle for Phillips will not just be, we need an alternative to Biden on the Democratic Party. I think it'll partly be, no, come vote in my primary. My primary is more fun.
And finally, the governor's race here. You know, we know there are a number of candidates, but the main ones seem to be on the Republican side, former U.S. Senator Kelly Ayotte, former Senate President, U.S. Senate candidate Chuck Morse. On the Democrat side, Manchester Mayor outgoing Joyce Craig and Executive Counselor Cindy Warmington. And again, other names, but those seem to be the big ones on both sides. When is this truly going to heat up on both sides? And are we missing what's going on behind the scenes in both primaries?
Well, I think that there's a couple interesting things that are going on here that, yeah, it's not going to heat up for a little while. I think that New Hampshire voters are just going to be really focused on the presidential race until after our primary. So I think it's going to be several months at least before people really get invested on that gubernatorial race. I will say, though, that I think that when you look at the mayoral results in Manchester, that was sort of like the first time I think that there was some doubt that maybe Joyce Craig was the stronger of the two candidates on the Democratic side, because she had endorsed Kevin Kavanaugh. There was a lot of the same support around their two campaigns. So I think that that was sort of an interesting opening to the door. This week, though, I do think that Cindy Warmington is going to take the opportunity of the executive council meeting this Wednesday. They will be voting on family planning contracts again, which would include funds for Planned Parenthood. And I think that she will probably take this moment again to really be focusing on that as the key issue of her campaign, because I would say that's really where she's focused. Where, you know, Joyce Craig has sort of maybe a broader campaign, whereas I see Cindy Warmington is very much narrowing in on that abortion issue in particular. So I definitely think that there will be, you know, a little bit of speeching at the executive council meeting. I don't think that the contracts will go through, of course, because we're still 4-1 Republican majority on the executive council. But it'll be an opportunity for sure for some more of that gubernatorial debate to be coming in.
Anna Brown, Citizens Count, citizenscount.org on this Monday. Thank you, Anna.
Thanks, Jack.